Episode number 251, Camaro Superfest 2010.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And here we are for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And this week, we're going to be talking about a big event that's coming up for next week. That's kind of the title of the show this week.
One of our favorites.
And some other news that came up this week.
Yeah, miscellaneous Camaro stuff.
Yeah. So let's start off talking about Camaro Superfest 2010.
All right.
The 19th annual Camaro, all Camaro gathering here in, so that's basically what the Ann Arbor area, Ypsilanti.
Yeah.
We've been going to this how many years in a row now?
Too many. Yeah.
It's at a place called Riverside Park in Ypsilanti this year, where it's been the last, like 3 years?
Something like that.
Great gathering of a lot of Camaros. I think they had over 300 last year.
Mm-hmm. They've had as much as 400 and change.
At their peak. I remember the good old days back at Domino's Farms, and then even when it moved to the college.
I liked it when it was there. I thought that was pretty good. I wish they could go back.
There was a ton of cars
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good show. Chris, like you said, we've been going to it for 14. Not that long.
I think my first show was
97. Yeah.
It was the year after you first went.
Yeah, and I went first in 96, so 14 years. Yeah. Son of a gun.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
But it's a great show, you know. I think it's the longest running all Camaro show, you know.
In the country?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I know they have some sort of claim to fame along those lines. Overall, it's just a terrific show, man. Good people. It's run pretty well.
Can't wait to see some old friends again.
That's right. It's right. We got a lot of friends that go there. Hopefully you'll be there as well. The full website address is CamaroSuperfest.com.
Yes. Check it out. You can register online if you haven't registered, and I think you can register when you get there as well.
Yeah, but then you have to stand in line. I don't know if there's any early bird discount.
Yeah, it's probably a couple bucks more or something.
Right.
But they're doing judging this year from a different club, aren't they? It was member-driven last year, wasn't it? Where everybody...
Like audience participation?
Yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of that. Because if you parked at the front of the entrance, then, of course, your car got seen more. But you and I, Chris, we were in the back.
And people
didn't really notice our cars at all. And then we didn't get judged accordingly. But I guess they used to do the Corvette Club of Michigan. And then now I think they're doing the Pontiac Firebird Club of Michigan of sorts.
Maybe they won't be such hard asses like the Corvette people.
Oh, those guys are tough, man. there's a scratch in your car. They pull out a shillelagh and bash you in the head with it.
No kidding. I had no idea about all the cracks and crevices a car had when you had to clean them in order to get judged. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah, well, that's, Corvette Club of America. Woo! It kind of makes sense. Yeah.
I know.
But that's the point, Who can detail the crap right out of their car?
No kidding. Especially those first gens with the giant blowers on them that are all chrome.
Man, looks like they polish them with Windex.
Yeah, all the mirrors set up and everything.
Oh, I know the car you're talking about too. The car's incredible.
Yeah.
The whole interior is like chrome paneling. I don't know what they did, but it's nuts.
Can you imagine driving that thing on a sunny day?
Well, when you're doing 180 miles an hour, everything seems nice and chilly.
The visor of the helmet better be tinted.
Oh yeah, it's be like you're in a tanning booth.
Yeah, no kidding.
So definitely check it out, and if you're there, look us up. You'll find our cars. And
are we gonna park in the back again? Let's not park under that damn tree again.
Oh,
nothing but sap.
Yeah, I want to park to where I can.
But then you get a lot of sun.
Yeah, and I don't want to burn my head clean off.
Retinas off.
I don't know. We'll be around, and come on by and say hello if you find us.
Absolutely.
But definitely show up. Yeah. It's a killer show. They put on a great event, and I'm excited to go to it once again.
Yeah. You know what I noticed this weekend? That there's a big show going on this weekend we forgot to mention last week.
We did.
Yeah, it's the big Carlisle event.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
the GM Nationals or something it's called.
Yeah.
I saw some news posts come through on Google, and I was like, oh, yeah, I think we forgot to talk about this last week. But I think some of our listeners are going to be attending that. So hopefully they can call in and let us know how that all went.
Yeah, I was at that show in 2001.
Oh, when they released the 2002 Special Edition car.
The anniversary car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But that was the only time I was there. That's a cool show, man. It's huge.
Yeah.
Absolutely huge. So, and also going on right now is also the Sloan Auto Fair.
Oh, okay.
Car show. But by the time everybody listens to this, it'll be over. But yeah. If you were there as well, I couldn't make it. I wanted to, but I couldn't. Jake Robb, the resident SOB, I think was going to go to it, but I haven't heard from him, so maybe he's not. And I saw him posting on the board yesterday.
Oh.
So maybe not. But anyway, if you got a car show coming up, that you want to talk us to talk about, by all means, give us a call and we'll give you the number in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Next on our list of things, and I thought that was kind of humorous this week. Somebody posted on the board pictures to an article of a T-top conversion going on for a fifth gen car.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'd have to see the after, you know.
Yeah.
Of what it actually looks like.
Yeah.
And are they going to do anything to the stability of the car since they've hacked off the roof?
I don't know. I just don't know. I mean,
sounds like a bad accident waiting to happen.
Well, yeah, because I mean, you go up to any fifth gen Camaro and just take your knuckle like you're knocking on a door and knock on the part just above the side window there, you know, driver or passenger.
Right.
That's a real solid piece of metal that they're cutting away.
Yeah.
Now, the argument was made that, you know, well, what about a convertible? You know, how does that, you know, well, convertibles aren't exactly safe either. I mean,
well, they're constructed differently because you have to take into effect that doesn't have a roof.
Right. So how are convertibles, say, for example, in a rollover situation?
I have no idea.
I don't either. You know, is the windshield frame stiffened up big time? And in which case, would it not be on the coupe? You know, I know they do extra chassis stiffening and everything, but I don't know. I just wouldn't trust it without any significant crash data that General Motors spends billions of dollars a year doing.
I know with our fourth gens, it was always recommended if you had a T-top car to get subframe connectors.
Yeah,
because of the body twist.
Yep.
So I don't know.
I think what somebody should do is make a, which is kind of going backwards, but everybody wanted a target top. Why can't you do a target top conversion for a convertible? Wouldn't that be easier?
Yeah, I guess.
And the convertible's coming out soon, so I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. So I guess good luck to anybody who buys one of those and hits a semi head on. Which I hope never happens, don't get me wrong, but
no. I guess we'll wait and see.
Right on. So all right, what's next on our list here?
Next on our list is voicemails.
Okay.
How many? Lots.
We got voicemails. Well, we got a lot. Okay.
Yeah. I think we have between 8 and 10 here.
Oh,
so,
boy.
All right. I'm going to get them kicking here.
All right. Go ahead. Cool.
Hey, Jason, Chris. This is Gabe from the post office in Cincinnati. Check out Carrie Ann DLC with a K. She tests out rides, and she has a really good video on her MySpace on YouTube of how to change a Canon intake install on a 2010 Camaro SS. She's kind of like Tanner Faust, but with boobs and a really nice set of wheels. Check her out. She's pretty hot. She drives fast cars, and thought you guys would enjoy that. And you guys have a great Father's Day weekend. Bye.
Okay. We got to look this up now. Go ahead.
What was her
name?
Kick
it up. He said Carrie Ann, I think it was VLK.com.
Okay. Let me see what I can come up with here.
Never heard of her.
No. Let's see here. I'm not getting anywhere. Nope. But from the sounds of it, I need to find out.
Yeah.
Well,
Carrie can be spelled a couple different ways.
Yeah,
so.
He said with a K.
K-A-R-E-Y. Ann.
Let's see here. Let's see what Mr. Google brings up. Wouldn't that suck if your name was Google? Nope, I'm not finding anything.
Oh, we'll look for it later.
Yeah, but
well, thanks for that tip.
Thanks, Dave.
We're definitely going to check it out.
You got it.
Here's another one.
Hi, Chris and Jason. This is Dave from Cincinnati, the postal worker.
Again?
I'm on the 9 o'clock break. Happy Father's Day. I just heard your podcast. It was hilarious. But I still think the green synergy
I found
green
the site.
Really sucks. And my wife and I, we were just driving by the mall, and the funniest thing, I was like, there, that's synergy green. She was like, oh, that is so ugly. But are you guys still having your voicemail contest? Because if you are, I can do an impression of Jackie Stewart racing in an Indy car around the track. And no, I'm not drunk. I'm just real hyper. So you guys have a great day or a great weekend, Father's Day, all that good stuff. And keep up the good work on the podcast. And take care. Bye.
Okay, so in the middle of that, Dave. I think I found this Carrie Ann, whatever her name is, YouTube.
As you could hear the music. Yeah,
hold on a second. Let me fire this up again. Oh, yeah. Get down.
Anyway, she was stripped of her crown. She was Miss United States.
Oh, I wonder if we're talking about somebody different. That was Stern, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so... So what is it? What, let's talk about his second voicemail.
Yeah.
More Synergy Green hate.
No love from Dave for the Synergy Green. I don't know.
And then.
His impression of.
A for effort, man.
Yeah, definitely. You gotta love Dave.
He must have a lot of time driving the mail truck around to think up cool stuff.
No. He works at the place. He was on his 9 o'clock break. That's what he said.
Oh. On his way to the gun store? Okay. It's too late. It's too old for post office jokes. All right. Thanks, Dave.
We'll go on to the next one.
Hey, guys. This is AJ again. I guess the call dropped. But like I was saying, I sat in the Camaro Saturday here at school. When I started automotive technical school, I went to a dealership and I sat in the 2SS Camaro. And I like the way it feels. It fits like a glove. I like... You know, the atmosphere is, you know, it just fits. And it's a very driver-oriented car. Everything falls to hand, and I really like it. So I'm going to get one probably in December or January, and I'm going to be getting that car. And I'm going to try to start a blog like Jason on the progress of the car because I've seen a lot of parts and things that I want to do to the car. And I'm making the list already. And I had a summer carrot tip, or really just a question, if anyone out there either has this or was thinking about this. Flat paint jobs, such as flat black or a primer kind of color, how would you go about taking care of that since you can't wax it? Like you guys always talk about using the wax and polish. How would you go about taking care of a flat paint job? Thanks, guys. Love the podcast, and I'll keep listening. And my roommate, he's a big Camaro fan, and he didn't know about you guys' website or the podcast, and I introduced him to it. So you have a new forum member and a new listener. All right, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Hey, thanks for calling in, man.
Cool.
Congratulations on getting into your technical school.
Yeah.
And, well, he's looking at getting one of these cars come later December, January, he was saying. And
it's like a glove.
Yeah. Wants to emulate you and do another
blog. I don't know about that. It's not hard.
So he brought up an interesting topic.
Mm.
He wants a flat paint.
Yeah.
Remember SEMA a couple of years ago? It seemed like everybody was doing like a flat black on their cars.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that going by, going, how the heck would you keep that thing clean? You can't wax it.
Just keep it clean. A lot of times when you see it, it's actually just a vinyl type wrap. It's not even really paint.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not cheap, but it's a hell of a lot cheaper than painting to have that done.
So you just get a wrap for it.
Kind of, yeah. That wrap sort of material. One thing I do know is that anything flat, if it's actual paint, it is tough to take care of because once you get a scratch, you can't buff it out because there's no clear coat to kind of heat up and fill in the cracks, so to speak. So you definitely got to take excellent care of it. And no, I don't think waxing it would do any or polishing it would do any good.
Yeah.
that's kind of the downside to it.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for the voicemail, though.
Let's go on to our next caller.
Hey, guys. Always a great show. Jonathan Brown out in Old Pan, New Jersey. Just call and see what you guys think about the rumor of the Hyundai Genesis Coupe getting a Cal 5-liter V8 making 429 horsepower. Will the thing be nose heavy? Will it actually compete with the Mustang GT and the Camaro SS at 31, 32 grand? Or is it going to be priced closer to like 40 with that V8? What are your feelings on it? Again, just shooting the breeze. And what I really want to hear about is when that Z28 Supercharged LSA 556 horsepower monster is hit the streets. Anyways, have a good one.
Thanks for calling in again, Jonathan. Wow. Always good to hear from our New Jersey boy.
Oh, you got it. So
he's talking about the Hyundai Genesis Coupe.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about this. I'm not, I guess.
It's being talked about on the Automotive News and Future Vehicle Discussion Forum. Yeah,
I kind of glance over that news because it doesn't interest me. I don't know why, but
I stay up on it.
I think competition is good, as we've always said here. I don't know anything about it, though. I don't know what the price point's going to be. I don't even know what a regular Genesis Coupe costs.
Yeah. Pardon me. As I was saying, I think yeah, it's going to be competition, but I don't know if people think Hyundai
as a sports car.
A while ago, I'm going to pull this up here because I just remembered this. I did an article called I think it was 20 Questions with the Big Three.
Oh, okay.
With John Fitzpatrick and Cheryl Pilcher and Scott Settlemyer, asking any questions if they had, or asking them 20 questions about that. And I did, that was when the Genesis rumors were coming out. And I did ask them about that. I'm trying to see here. Let's see. Leaked photos and surprised by attention cars received. This is a while ago.
Yeah, this was before the car even came out.
There we go. Some people feel the upcoming Hyundai Genesis is also competition for the Camaro since it has 300 horsepower and rear-wheel drive. Agree or disagree that it is competition? Scott said, of course it'll be competition. The consumer has a myriad of choices when it comes to transportation, so in a way, any car or truck is competition. I think Hyundai will capture people's attention because of the styling, and frankly, the small import enthusiast crowd's got to be looking at it. That's a great point. And Cheryl said, I think we must be aware and study the Hyundai Genesis Coupe. As we learn more about this model at the New York Auto Show, we'll be more informed as to any strengths or weaknesses Hyundai may have. And this is a while ago. I mean, let me see if there's a date on this.
2 years ago?
Yeah, it was a couple years ago. Yeah. So now the Hyundai is coming. It didn't make as big enough impact. So now they're upping the horsepower by 125 or so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I agree with him. Any vehicles can be competition. I mean, it's really where the money goes on the sales floor.
Yeah. I don't know.
I almost forgot about that. It was called the Exclusive Interview with the Camaro Big Three is what I called it. Check it out. It's on the front page of the Camaro Z28.com website. What else did he want to know about?
He wants to know about that 556 horsepower Z28.
Who knows? Who knows?
The street. Jonathan, you will be the first to know when it comes. Well, from us.
Yeah. When
we're going to address you personally.
That's right.
When we release the news, because I know, buddy, you're really looking forward to it. And I know so are we.
It's all rumor, though. The LSA, the horsepower number, everything is just a rumor.
It could come out as Jay Leno's twin turbo V6 car, so
I don't see where that would be bad.
No, it wouldn't.
I like the looks of that.
So,
all right.
We've got a couple more voicemails.
Okay.
But first, do you want to let people know how they can get a hold of us?
Absolutely. It's pretty easy. All you got to do is fire up your email or pick up the phone, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, I've actually got an email I'm going to throw in here real quick. This came from our buddy across the pond. Isn't that what they say?
Across the pond?
Across, overseas
Yeah.
in the UK. Chris St. Clair. He actually let us know that our our email form on the podcast website, page at CamaroZ28.com/podcast wasn't working. So that's probably why I've been getting a lot of emails through my personal website. So he let us know in this email that he sent me, and it's fixed now. Everybody, you can use it again. So he says, I thought you guys would be interested to know that GM UK has just announced that they will be importing the Camaro to the UK. No news about timing or prices, but I hope it's cheaper than the existing importers charge. The current price range is £38,000 to £42,000, which is around $58,000 to $65,000. Ouch.
Ouch.
Keep up the good work with the forum and the podcast, Chris. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah.
Sorry you had to email me through my personal forum, but like I said, the actual podcast email forum is good to go.
Okay.
So $65,000 for a Camaro.
Ouch. Bend over.
Not a fan.
No.
But keep us posted on that, because I know a lot of our friends over there are really interested in getting a hold of a Camaro, and hopefully the price is reasonable.
Okay. Well, we've got a couple more voicemails we got to get through, so let me go.
Hey, guys. AJ here. I have a question. Me and my roommate have a little difference of opinion about something about horsepower numbers on the 22. Okay. I say the V6 makes 304. He says it makes 338. I say the V6 automatic makes 400. I mean, the V8 automatic makes 400, and the V8 manual makes 426. He says the V8 automatic makes 438, and he says he doesn't know what the V8 manual makes. Help us out, and so we can figure out the real horsepower numbers. Thanks, guys.
Okay, let's settle the bet here.
All right. V6 is 304. Either 6-speed manual or 6-speed automatic.
For the 2010.
For the 2010, that's right.
The 2011.
Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe so. Because the 2011 went up.
Right. I don't have it in front of me. I don't remember off the top of my head.
2011 was up 307 or 310,
something
like
that.
Something
like
that,
yeah. Right. I thought he was talking about the 2010. It's all over our board.
Yeah.
How about that? I don't remember the total, but the V8 didn't go anywhere.
No.
Yeah, it's 426.
400 and 426.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so you sir, are the correct one. Your roommate, I don't know where the hell he's pulling those numbers out of.
I don't know.
Tell me, you can verify the sources anywhere, Chevrolet.com,
yeah,
our site, anywhere. So
that's right. Is that it?
Hope we got you to win something good.
hope we didn't get you guys into a
case
fist
of
fight.
Beer or something,
yeah, there
like
you
that.
Go. Or send it our way.
Okay, here we go for another one.
Another one, wow.
Hey, guys, AJ96E28. I had a quick question about Mr. Frez's car being a manual. My 96 car is a direct cable to the gas pedal connection, so when you're driving the car, it's one-to-one, and you hit the gas, the engine revs. It makes it easy to drive smooth, makes it easy to get match revs as you blip it on the downshift. And I was just curious, with the new car, I think they are probably a throttle by computer now, drive by wire, whatever it's called. And I've driven many other non-Camaro type cars that have this, and I know it's a distinct lag. I mean, it's not huge, but it's there, and that does make it, you kind of blip the throttle to match your revs, and it doesn't react like you want it to. And I was just curious if Chris notices that in his car, and if Jason, you've driven his car, do you notice as well? You've had fourth gen cars, so you I can understand what the direct linkage feels like on the response of the throttle to the engine. I was just curious what it's like on the 2010 cars, or did they code it well enough and do electronics properly that there is no noticeable lag? Okay, thanks.
Okay. I own both a fourth gen and a fifth gen, both six speeds. I notice absolutely no difference between either of them.
Yeah, in the cars I've driven, I've noticed nothing.
I can just floor it and do it. Drop it down in a second or something and just pound on it. No lag whatsoever. What I haven't tried yet is the launch control. And we have to do this and get this on video, because I'm dying to try this, where you put it in first, you just rev it as high as you want and dump the clutch. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
Yeah, I haven't noticed anything.
I, to be honest, didn't know there's any difference between a fourth gen and fifth gen's drive-by-wire or whatever,
yeah,
it was.
Right.
I don't think there's anything. No, none.
Mm-hmm.
No lag,
yeah,
at all.
So if that's the case, there might be a problem. You might want to get that checked out just to have a look at it. If you're getting a lag that's significant,
yeah,
check it out just to be safe. Taking a step back, 2011 V6, 312 horsepower.
312?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Okay.
So I was digging for it. There you have it.
Okay. We've got one more voicemail.
Still another one. Wow, cool.
Hey, guys. It's Dave, the postal worker in Cincinnati, Ohio. Been having a great time. Learned how to use play bar on the after, you know, cleaning the car off. And then you guys telling me how that works. I never used it, but it worked great. Hopefully, I can win the voicemail contest for at least the most annoying or most consistent caller. You guys have a great weekend, and tell Mudbone I want some of that gravy wine, and you guys have a great week. Enjoy your podcast. Thanks for keeping me awake while I drive home tonight. All right, bye.
What the hell did he say?
He was saying how he learned how to use the clay bar.
Yeah,
and I got cleaned his car, and I don't know, he wants gravy wine from Mudbone or something.
Oh, the Jones Soda.
Oh,
tofurkey.
Is that what he's talking about?
Oh, that's right. Oh, our holiday. There's still tofurkey, a video of
tofurkey and gravy. Absolutely,
there's still a video up on you. Is it up on YouTube?
Yeah, it is.
Of us doing the taste test. Do a search for tofurkey.
Tofurkey Camaro Z28 podcast.
Barf. Something like that. Yeah. The clay bar, man, those are always good. You just got to clay your car. It takes all the extra crap off that kind of leaves as a film or whatever.
Yeah.
So
all
right.
That's our last voicemail for the week.
Good God, you guys. I think we had like two people and they just called 10 times apiece.
We love it.
Yeah, we do for sure. We were talking about, you know, giving away at the end of each month, kind of like a small prize pack,
right,
to our voicemail callers. And, you know, we picked the one that makes us talk the most or laugh the most or a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I was thinking about we should give it to Dave anyway. Dave, the post office guy.
Yeah.
Just because the call that he had, was it last week or the week before?
Last week.
Where he's talking about the Synergy Green Camaro and how much he didn't like it. And then he got his wife on the phone to echo that statement that she didn't like it either. So, having said that, Dave, okay, fine. Stop ringing her phone off the hook. You win.
Excellent.
Email us your address at webmasters@camaroz28.com or use the form on the podcast page.
Yeah.
With your shipping address, and I'll get a prize back out to you. And everybody else, if you didn't win this time, well, by all means, just pick up the phone and call back again.
There's a whole new month coming
up.
And a whole new prize pack.
Oh, you got it. So, it's some cool stuff, just some stuff I found stored away that I kept for a special occasion.
Good deal.
So, what else we got here? Oh, yeah.
We got a message here from the F-Bod Father.
Right.
To pass along to everybody else.
Yeah, I thought this was pretty cool.
Good afternoon, Camaro comrades and Firebird friends. Freedom is not free. We're able to get in our cars and trucks in the coming week to go celebrate Independence Day with friends and family because men and women, since the very birth of the U.S. of A., fought for our freedom, all gave of themselves, and some gave all. What he's talking about here is they're starting a program called Cell Phones for Soldiers, where if you go to cellphonesforsoldiers.com, you can print out a mailing label and send in your cell phone. And this is great. Chevrolet is raising $1 million to help U.S. troops call home. This is wonderful. So check it out at cellphonesforsoldiers.com, and I'll go ahead and link this up in the show note as well.
Yeah, and then in the link that you're going to give, it's got this really awesome special edition Camaro that they had painted up really well.
Mm-hmm.
I think this program has actually been going on for a while. It was started by a couple of teenagers, actually. And then Chevrolet is just kind of helping it along by helping to promote it. I've actually sent a few old cell phones in just earlier this year to the program. And it's really easy. It's 100% free. You don't got to pay for anything.
Right. You just print out the label and slap it on a thing.
And whether or not you agree with what's going on, where our soldiers are at, they're still there and they're still our soldiers doing something that they feel that they must.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know that now is a politically charged time in our lives where it's easy to have an opinion, good or bad, about it. If you got an old cell phone sitting around, put the opinion aside and just put the phone in the mail so somebody can call their family.
Yeah,
you know, they're still our American friends and family. So,
They have events listed here that you can turn in your phones at as well. Well, most of these dates have already passed. So,
yeah.
I'll just point you to the website.
But you just go to the website and you can just print out the label right there.
Yeah.
There's even instructions on the website on how to erase all the data from your phone.
Oh, cool.
And it's pretty cool. I did it for, like 3 or 4 old Verizon phones I had laying around.
Nice.
So, yeah, it makes you feel good.
Okay.
Anything else, or is that it for the week?
I think that's going to be it for the week, man.
Good, because we're pretty much out of time.
Yeah, we have a lot of voicemails.
That's right. So everybody's trying for the cool prize packs. Well, there's plenty more.
So we'll keep it going.
All right. That's going to do it for this week. Everybody have a great, safe 4th of July holiday. Don't drink and drive and buckle your safety belts.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you at Superfest.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.